This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Former Atlanta school superintendent Beverly Hall has had her $7 million bond reduced following her indictment on Friday in connection with the 2009 Atlanta test cheating scandal. Joining us right now is her co-counsel, former DeKalb County District Attorney J. Tom Morgan. Welcome. Good to have you.
Hello, Dennis. Good to be here.
Real quickly, just give us the raw numbers. What is the bond now? And secondly, does this mean now that Dr. Hall will actually have to appear at the Fulton County Jail?
Dennis, it is a $200,000 bond. However, $150,000 of that only requires her own signature. So there's no money from her up front. $50,000 of that is a cash bond, or it can be secured with property, or she can put up 10%. Your other question is, everyone who's been charged with a crime must be processed. We hope that will just take a short period of time.
Any idea when that will happen?
No, we're still working on the best time to turn her in. We have to make arrangements at the jail. Like I said, we will be there with her and then be there for her when she walks back out. It should not take too long, and we anticipate to do that in the not too distant future, next few hours, actually.
So she will be able to appear before the midnight deadline then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will make sure she appears before that deadline.
Okay, so you're not asking for an extension or anything like that?
No.
Have you had a chance to talk to Dr. Hall? What is her frame of mind right now, and how is she physically?
She wants to vigorously defend these charges. As public information, there are some health issues that she has to deal with, but she is ready for us to defend her, and we're ready to defend her as well.
Is her position going to be, and is your position going to be in defending her, that no wrongdoing took place or that wrongdoing took place, it's just that your contention is she had no part in it?
Dennis, at this point, I've only been involved in the case for 24 hours, and so it would be so premature now to discuss any type of defense strategy. We are adamant that she did not participate in any wrongdoing and knew nothing of any wrongdoing as well.
You know, the obvious question is going to be, how could, if there was systematic wrongdoing, how could it happen without her either knowing about it, condoning it, or participating in it?
Again, that's what we will be defending.
Explain that a little bit more.
Well, I mean, if that is the allegations, if that's what the prosecution intends to put up, we will be prepared to defend those allegations, Dennis.
Are you going to simply argue that the prosecution has nothing linking her to whatever happened?
We are very confident there is nothing linking Dr. Hall to any of the crimes in this indictment.
Again, I understand you're very recently to this case, but do you know whether her number two during her time at APS, Kathy Augustine, will testify for the prosecution?
We have no idea. Obviously, that is something that if the prosecution intends to use her, it would have to be turned over in discovery. All we know is that she has not been indicted.
Now, you have been involved in the investigation prior to this. At one point, you worked with APS when it was dealing with the state investigation by Bob Wilson and Mike Bowers. Did that give you enough of an idea of what was going on?
Actually, my role there, and that's when I first met Dr. Hall and, as I said, came to like her and respect her tremendously, my role was very limited. It was my job to make sure that everything the special investigators wanted that they needed. Dr. Hall hired me as a representative of the school system, since I knew Mr. Bowers and Mr. Wilson personally, to make sure that everything that they asked for, that they got. And that's what my role was in that limited representation there, Dennis.
There are going to be some teachers possibly who say, well, this had to have come from the office above them. This had to come from the central office. Is that going to be a difficult thing to refute?
Dennis, again, as you know, I've only been involved in this very limited, but having met with Dr. Hall, I am very confident and secure that she knew nothing about this, neither did she condone it, and that is going to be our defense.
At the risk of coming back at it again, does it say something, though, if she said she didn't know, shouldn't she have?
Well, there's no crime for what you should have known. Under our criminal laws, it's only a crime for what you did know and that you participated in. Now, in this particular case, obviously they're alleging that she knew about it, And our defense is, and her defense, is that, no, I did not know about this. Had I known about it, I certainly would not have condoned it.
Would that be a difficult case, though, to make to a finder of fact, a jury or whatever, that she couldn't have known about this if she was in charge?
Well, there's a, you know, if you're head of a large organization, just as I was head of a district attorney, there's a lot of things that can go on in the organization that you're unaware of. I mean, you've got to look that there are 35 people who have been indicted, Dennis, in a school system that employs thousands and thousands of school teachers and administrators. So it's just a very, I mean, we keep hearing about the cheating scandal, but what never comes out is the all the good things that were going on during her administration, and that this is just a small, minuscule part of, you know, the entire Atlanta public school system.
Former DeKalb County District Attorney J. Tom Morgan is co-counsel for former Atlanta School Superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall. Mr. Morgan, thanks very much for taking some time out of a real busy day. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.